From the heartland of America to every nation on Earth, this is Jack Van Impe Presents The Truth in News and Commentary. Here now are Doctors Jack and Rexella Van Impe.
Hello and welcome to Jack Van Impe Presents. Today we are going to be discussing some absolutely shocking headlines from around the world. And the first one, whoa, can you believe this? The end of Christian America. And the U.S. now facing terror threats from our own citizens. All right, I just want to say that my mind is absolutely boggled when I read this next headline to you. Friends, can it really be true? Take a look. The end of Christian America? Now, the reason this question is so pertinent is because those who say they're Christians, 57% of the ones here in the United States who say I'm a Christian says there are many ways to heaven. Well, my question, what are we about to become? The end of Christian America. Pope urges Europe, also Europe, to remember Christian heritage. And look what happened in Italy. Court rules against crucifixes in Italy's schools. Now, not only here in the United States, friends, but also in all of Europe. They're forgetting their Christian heritage. Very few people are going to church over there, and less are going to church here. All right, Jack, what is happening here in America?
Final signs before Christ returns. 1 Timothy 4:1, the Holy Spirit speaks expressly that in latter times some shall depart from the Christian faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of demons. You evangelicals, 57% of you who say there are other ways to heaven, we don't have to have Jesus to get there. That is a doctrine of a demon, and how you ever got it in your heart, going to an evangelical church is beyond me, unless your preacher is compromising and going around the truth as it should be preached. And that's going on in a lot of our churches today. No wonder so many people around me say, we've left the church. We can't stand the airs we're hearing anymore. They're taking out the hymns. They're doing away with that which we love. And that's what 2 Peter 2, verses 1 and 2 says. There were false prophets among the people, as there shall be false teachers among you, who privately, secretly shall bring in, get the word, damnable heresies, even denying the Lord Jesus who bought them. And you 57% of the evangelicals won't be caught up in the rapture if you really believe that there are many ways to heaven. There's only one way, and that's Jesus. That's why John 1:12 says, as many as received Christ, to them gave God the power to become sons and daughters. Jesus said in John chapter 5, verses 39 and 40, you search the scriptures, for in the scriptures you think you have eternal life, but you've missed it. The scriptures speak of me, and you won't come to me that you might have that life. That's why 1 John 5:12 in the back of the Bible says, he that hath the Son has life. He that hath not the Son does not have life. Acts 4:12, neither is there salvation in any other, for there is no other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. That name is Jesus. Paul could say in 1 Corinthians 15:1, I declare unto you the gospel, the good news. What is that good news? Verses 3 and 4, that Christ died, he was buried, and he rose again the third day. Anything else is not the gospel. There is no other way to heaven. You evangelicals have it all wrong. You preachers better begin telling your people the truth, or they're going to miss heaven after sitting for 15 years under your sermons. Now, hear me one more time. Paul could say, through the Holy Spirit, remember, it's the Spirit of God who spoke through men of old, 2 Peter 1:21. And so here he says, if any man preach any other gospel than the death, burial, and resurrection of Christ, let him be accursed. As I said before, so say I now again, if any man preach any other gospel than the death, burial, and resurrection of Christ, let him be accursed. And as I said so often last year, the word accursed in Webster's dictionary means to be doomed, to be damned, and to fry in the fire. I didn't write it. God wrote it.
Whoa, sounds pretty firm, doesn't it? We're going to go on here, and I can hardly believe this next headline I am going to read to you. Terrorism in our United States, actually from our own young people. Don't blame God for terrorism. Let me just stop here. God said, thou shalt not kill. God doesn't want to have killing. He doesn't want terrorism, so don't blame God for terrorism. Going on, National Review, Jihad in America, and on the cover of World Magazine, Homegrown Terror. What do they mean? Here's the article. I'd like to read just a bit of it for you. While the rest of us were working, cooking, paying the bills, and carpooling our kids, some of our own, right in our own midst, many of our fellow citizens, were plotting to kill us. Five elaborate terror plots to kill Americans on American soil. And there were the five men arrested by the FBI. And Weekend Journal from the Wall Street Journal, Homeland Insecurity, not security. Going on, Pakistan arrests five missing Americans. Now they were there, they arrested them. Those five missing Americans were plotting against us. Terror allegations baffle suspects' friends. They say, we didn't know it. They grew up by us. They were just great United States citizens. No, they weren't. They were terrorists. Students linked to Al-Qaeda. How sad. Five Americans contracted operations for terrorism. Arrests raise fears of American jihad. And remember those five young men? They said all we wanted was to be a martyr. Americans' aim was martyrdom, Pakistani cop says.
Suicide bombers.
Not terrorism is not diminishing. It is rising even against America.
And that was the prophecy of the Lord Jesus in Matthew 24:37. As the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. When I'm about to return, it's going to be like it was in Noah's day. And then in Genesis 6:11, the whole world was filled with violence and terrorism. And when we get to the Old Testament, Jeremiah chapter 50, 51, Isaiah chapter 18, verse 1, and Revelation 18, verse 10, talking about our nation. And that comes from the lips of the great teacher, Dr. Logsdon, formerly of Moody Memorial Church, said, in 1 hour is our judgment come, verse 10. In 1 hour are we made desolate, verse 19. And then, ladies and gentlemen, we see Chavez in Iran, Ahmadinejad, the two dictators now working together to disrupt many of the nations within South America. These Cubans are training to invade us. They're going to get 40,000 of the Iranian suicide bombers into South America operating through Chavez. Russia wants to put up an Air Force base and a missile station in Venezuela, and Chavez is giving them the okay so they can hit us right in our own backyard while our president has made a deal with Russia secretly, according to the New York Times, not to have bases if they will help us with Iran. You know where that's going to lead, Ezekiel 38 and 39, the coming war with Russia, according to the Bible. Now, they say we're going to get America because they are the great Satan helping the little Satan, Israel, and Chavez and Ahmadinejad both say we're going to wipe the Jew from off the face of the earth. And that is Ahmadinejad saying it because his Messiah Mahdi won't come until he eliminates the Jew. And you know, when you study the Word of God, the trouble is in Israel. It's mentioned 18 times in Ezekiel chapter 38 and 39. Chapter 38, verses 8, 14, 16, 17, 18, 19. Chapter 39, verses 2, 4, twice and 7, 9, 11, 12, 17, 22, 23, 25, and 29. It's here, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to see atomic warfare. We're going to see terrorism. And all I can say is thank God we're not going to be here because he's going to save us from that hour, Revelation 3:10, as we hear the voice, come up hither. That's how near the coming of the Lord is.
Oh, Jack, he certainly has given us so much to think about today. The coming of the Lord is very near, and we need to be looking for that hope, blessed hope. God's in control. He's able to turn your life around and help you to have peace in this troubled world, I promise. Jack, will you please pray the prayer for us?
Remember, I didn't say any of these things today. The world's headlines said it. We're only showing you that it's in the Bible. You've got to get ready. pray this from your heart. Lord Jesus, the only Savior of the world, no other way, and I trust in your way, Jesus. Thank you for what you did at the cross. What love. Oh, what compassion. Lord Jesus, every drop of blood was to wash my sin away, and I accept it, and I accept you. Lord Jesus, come into my heart today. Be mine. I pray it in your name. Amen.
Amen. You know, you just made the most important decision in your whole life, to open your heart to the Lord. Oh, He died for you to be your Savior, and I trust that you accepted Him. If you did, write to me. There's my address. I'll send you absolutely free this little booklet, First Steps in a New Direction. Jesus wants to walk with you, be your Savior. And now, I just want you to know that everything we've been talking about today, as I said before, is here in our wonderful offer of the week, the Jack Van Impe Prophecy Bible. And here is our announcer to tell you how you can receive it. Don't put it off. Chuck?
Thank you, Rexella. My friend, to order your Jack Van Impe Prophecy Bible, have your credit card ready and call toll-free 24 hours a day, 1-800-JVI-7777. To order by mail in the U.S., send your donation of $59.95 to Jack Van Impe Ministries, Box 7004, Troy, Michigan, 48007. In Canada, send your donation of $59.95 to Jack Van Impe Ministries of Canada, Box 1717, Postal Station A, Windsor, Ontario, NINA6Y1. Now back to Rexella.
Thank you so much, Chuck. And don't put it off. Make the call or write right away. One of the greatest gifts that you could give at any time of the year. And now I want to leave you with a very, very good thought. We need to be aware that the Lord is walking with us and helping us with every decision. The way you respond to temptation will make you or break you. The Lord will help you with every step. We look forward to being your home again next week. And until then, remember, God cares for you so very much. So do we. Bye-bye.